Welcome, everyone. Here is another one of our famous on-location radio programs. And today, I was in the neighborhood, so I thought I would stop at the Treehouse. The Treehouse is a wonderful place. Char, I wish you could be here with me. Char is so busy getting her fall garden going, but I wanted to stop here because Keith and Rosie Sorensen have been just wonderful, wonderful people, a great resource, and they're up at the Treehouse here. And if you want to know where it is, just north of Hastings by 2 miles, come over the bridge, and at Maycrest and 61, and you can probably hear the noise from 61 going by right now, but I wanted to bring you out here virtually and just let you soak in some of the wonderful resources that they have out here. Fall is such a busy time. Spring's busy too, but fall is such a busy time. Everybody seems to be, there's a lot of people here today. And unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to talk with them today, but they gave me permission to kind of go out and wander around and see what I could see. And there's so many things here. We just recently planted a tree that is a memorial tree. And we came here and we asked them all about it. What's the best, location for this? What's the best choices? And they gave us a couple different varieties and suggestions. That's one thing. No matter where you are buying plant material or resources, lawn seed, fertilizer, things like that, wherever you're buying those, make sure that you have a chance. Even if you think you know absolutely everything, ask a few questions. There's no questions that are stupid. They've heard everything, I'm sure. But I'm walking around their area here, and it's so easy to find. If you take the Highway 10 exit up here, go to the left, and you'll be on Maycrest, and then it curves right there. You can see it from the highway here, right across from the Holiday gas station up here. Just north of Hastings. But anyway, I'm going to get into some of the things that, as I said, we purchased a tree here. We purchased a beautiful maple, and we have it planted. They come with a tree protector, which is so important. If you have nibbling rabbits or deer, you might think that it's a little bit maybe overkill, but it's not. And also, if you're planting trees, make sure you're prepared to water those trees from now until the ground is frozen. You might think, oh, it's getting cooler out, I don't need to water. Absolutely you do. Those roots, and hopefully when you planted a tree, and we talked about this in one of our earlier programs, make sure that none of those roots, as they come out of this container, usually it's a 10-gallon pot, but if you plant those, make sure that the roots are spread. Don't have any of the roots curled up underneath each other. That's going to give the tree less stability. You want to spread those roots out, so make sure that your hole is nice and wide so that you can spread out those roots. Give those roots a little bit of a nip and keep watering, keep watering. The tree that we purchased up here is the Brandywine maple, and it's got beautiful autumn color. So many of the things that you find in your garden areas for sale this time of year really need to be looked at with a very critical eye. Make sure you don't trim those bushes this fall. Wait until spring. You don't want to give them any kind of a shock you don't need to trim them back to look, wonderful. They can be done in the spring. Let them be contained without any broken bark. But some of these, some of them are such great autumn colors. I just love looking, of course, mums. I think a lot of people have mums, but some of the other ones, you can place those in the ground. You can enjoy them on your steps, but did you know that you can also place them in the ground? Make sure that they, again, are watered as well. Give them a little bit of mulch to make sure that they get through the winter. So many different varieties here. I'm looking at some liatris, and the pollinators just like the spike gay feather liatris, the big purple flumes. Also, they have peonies. Now, the peonies this year, just so you know, are going to look tough. They're going to look tough because this is kind of their off season, and a reputable garden center or a place here like the Treehouse where we are today are going to have reputable plant stock here. They're not going to sell you something that's not going to make it through, and they're going to have a guarantee. But let's go back to the peonies. The peonies, the wonderful peonies, they're going to actually even have a little bit of a fall color. Some of them, though, are going to be dying back. So if they look a little tough, doesn't mean that the plant isn't strong and that it won't survive. It just means that usually in the fall, I cut mine down to about 6 inches and make sure that you don't cover the eyes. They sit really close to the top of the ground, otherwise they won't bloom. Another favorite here is the azalea, the Mandarin Lights Azalea. A lot of this stock is from a very well-known nursery supplier. Make sure that you're buying good stock. Oh, another one here. I love these. The rhododendron. They almost look like a euonymus leaf. And these are budded out. There are still buds on them, even this fall. But they bloom the most proficiently in the springtime. Then we move on to the midnight purple salvia. Salvia is another great. The pollinators, I'm going to step back here a little bit. The pollinators are really going after those. Those are a really great pollinator source. And then, of course, the treehouse is known for their hydrangeas. They have the regular hydrangea bushes. Some of those, these first edition ones, the smooth hydrangea known as flowerful, those are very robust. Oh, another thing that I found here, just as I'm doing my walk along, is these grasses. Now, both Shar and I know that you've got to be careful when it comes to grasses. You've got the Carl Forrester feather reed grass. She has that at her property. It looks wonderful, the seeds and the plumes and everything. And then we've got the North Wind switchgrass. But again, they are grasses and they do multiply. They will spread, which is a great value if you have a space. But also, if you're putting this someplace with other product, it will take over. So you're going to have to be willing to pull that every once in a while. You're going to have to be thinning it. You've got the flame grass. This is another beautiful one, and it's got a little bit more of a variegated color. It's got the reds and the of course the plumes on the top. They look wonderful. And you don't if you want some winter interest, don't cut those back in the fall, but they will regenerate very well. I always leave mine until spring, and then they still come up from the bottom. But again, the warning or the tip with grasses is to make sure that you're able to keep track of them. Either put them in an area where they're contained naturally, or be willing to pull some of it out, because it will spread on you. Another thing too, in the fall, time to get your arborvitae or your evergreens in the ground. Now again, these take up a lot of moisture, so be prepared. Now some of your cedars, some of the arborvitae, are going to look, again, a little tough. Some of them are going to start to wind down. They're going to have a little bit maybe of some browning on their stems. Or on their branches. Doesn't mean that it's not a good plant. Once again, if you're going to some place, ask questions. Even if it's something that you've grown before, make sure that you're asking questions. Is this the right placement for that? Take pictures. Take those along to your nursery or your garden center. Take pictures and say, I'm thinking of planting it here. Do you think that would be great? Another one for fall, great fall interest, the gold mound spirea. Very compact, although they can get gangly, but you can cut those down very far back in the spring. I always let my things get a little bit gangly in the fall. It gives them a little bit of extra boost, and then I go ahead and trim them in the spring. Don't be too eager. Also, don't cut too much of your plant material down in the fall. It's such a shock to them, and then it also may regenerate some blooms. You don't want to do that in the fall, if this or extra branch growth. You don't want to generate that in the fall. You want to have the plant save all of its resources to make it through the winter. Another one here, oh, I love these, so compact and nice, the Fennel Astilbe. Brilliant burgundy flume kind of blooms. They grow between 24 and 36 inches, and they're good for part shade. You can also use them for cuttings. Shar, I know you love those. We can use something in cuttings. Also, they have the the vision in pink Astilbe, which is beautiful. Just depends maybe on what color your house exterior is or what your color palette is that's your favorite. Oh, we're walking back through here. Yews. Oh, beautiful upright yews that are a wonderful shade of chartreuse. Everything that's in the evergreen and the arborvitae categories. Some people pick up 3, 4, 5 of them and make plantings of them. Make sure that you have plenty of room for those, especially the fruit trees. And you know, I know people have heard from before that of the treehouse. Very, very familiar with this area. Anybody that I go past it about 4 times a day. But we also want to remind you too, besides other types of trees, there's many type of fruit trees. And getting a fruit tree in the ground, ask if that fruit tree needs a partner. And if it does, make sure that you're getting 2 complementary fruit trees so that they pollinate correctly. I'm looking over here and these beautiful, there's apple, crab apple. Just depends on what you want. Lots of varieties of fruit trees here. Also this beautiful birch. It's a white spire birch, and just like the traditional paper birches, many of them have between 3 and 4 trunks that come up. They look wonderful in the spring. A very delicate look to it with the paper birch bark there. Let's see, also here's elm trees. Now some people would say elm, what about Dutch elm? These are Dutch elm resistant trees. So this particular variety has been tested for resistance to, I remember when all those elms died, but elms are very hardy trees. You just have to make sure that they're disease resistant. Okay, we've got to these beautiful fruit trees. Now this one is a Wolf River apple, and beautiful straight stems. Again, when you're planting your trees, make sure that you have the variety that you're looking for. We've got the Connell Red. If you don't like apples, how about pears? The Patton pear, a wonderful tree. I have a pear tree at home. Mine has never fruited. And the reason is it doesn't have a partner. So fruit trees need partners. Oh, we have plum trees here. Do you remember? Maybe some people remember at grandma's house, there used to be a plum tree. Plums are great and they're so expensive. Why don't you grow your own? I think that's a great idea. And then we have different kinds of plums too. You've got the Mount Royal plum. That's a more of a purplish skin. And then the Superior plum is more of the red, firm, plump skin. Wonderful. I'm going between the trees here. Oh, I found another kind of pear, the Summer Crisp pear. Those look delicious. Those look delicious. And then we have the dwarf. Now, you have trees that are full size, and then you have ones that are dwarf. And remember, a couple of weeks ago, we heard from Char about the columnar trees, which is basically just a stick with a very small little branches. She got 7 apples off of that this first year. Oh, no, the second year. But then you have a semi-dwarf tree. Those are wonderful because they don't grow huge. You know, those huge trees, you see all those big apples at the very top? Well, how are you going to pick them? So a dwarf, and that's probably a better choice too for most landscapes. All right, let's go on. Oh, another, a snow sweet apple. That looks wonderful. It's developed from the University of Minnesota, and it's slightly tart and very slow to oxidize or turning brown. Wonderful. And then we have cherry trees. Have you ever wanted to have a cherry tree in your yard? The Masabi cherry tree. Very easy to plant. And it's, it's sugar content that says about halfway between sour cherries and sweet cherries. It's great for cooking, canning, and baking. And it blooms, it ripens in early July. So you can get to those right in the middle of summer and enjoy sweet cherries right off of the tree. Oh, that sounds like a great idea. And then here at the back of the lot, here we're at the tree house today, we have one of these beautiful weeping willows. And there's something about, I had a willow tree in my grandparents' front yard. We lost it to a terrible storm But it was such a majestic, there's just nothing that looks like a willow tree. If you've seen those, you know what I'm talking about. Also, we've got the crab apples. Now, people who are looking for crab apple trees, some people are looking for, because of the blossoms. They love the way a blossom looks. There is white blossoms and there are pink blossoms. And you've got the sergeant crab apple. And those bear fruits that the birds really love far into the season. So they have fruit hanging on them right now. And those are the white variety. There's also ones that have the pink flowers. There's also what they call a sterile crab apple, which do not produce fruit. So if you're worried about the cleanup or the maintenance of those on your property, maybe one of those would be a better choice for you. And then of course they have the good standards, the Fireside and the Harrelson and the Honeycrisp. I would love to have one of those. I need a much better location though for mine. All of these are very vigorous trees. You got the Sweet 16, State Fair, the Triumph, and the Zestar, all popular names in the apple world. And of course the Red Regent and the Prairie Magic. So many different kinds of fruit trees. I think you know, if you don't have a space for an apple, maybe a smaller tree, or if you don't have room for a whole orchard, maybe just a couple of the small dwarf, semi-dwarf trees would be right for your property. Pears, apples, plums, you have a fruit basket right in your own backyard. Well, once again, it's been my true pleasure to be here at the treehouse. They're located at 12369 Point Douglas Drive South. And it's at the junction of Highways 10 and 61. You'll see the sign that says Maycrest. Make a left, go west. And you can reach them at 651-437-7625. Both Keith and Rosie have many, many years of great experience to share with you. If you're looking for something special, or if you just want to pick their brains about what's best to plant, you can't go wrong. So nice speaking with them today and having a chance to do a little bit of wandering amongst all the wonderful plants here available at the treehouse. Well, until next Wednesday, Shar will be back with me, and we'll say goodbye for now from In the Garden with Kelly and Shar.
Pulling weeds and picking stones. We are made of dreams and bones. I feel the need to grow my own.
Cause the time is close at hand.
Time is close at hand.
Rain for rain, sun and rain. I find my way in nature's chain. I tune my body and my brain
to the music of the